We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everybody, it's Maria Boynton reporting. Today, we're talking to you during the season of giving. Bridget Simpson is my guest today.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm really, really good, actually.
We talk about the season of giving, and you're doing donations of shampoo and conditioner. Now, why shampoo and conditioner, and who would it be going to?
Well, shampoo and conditioner, because it's a hygiene item that is not readily available like to the women in prison. I'm raising it for the women and their families that are incarcerated at Pulaski State Prison. It's really important because it's once a year that they're allowed to get like this bag of personals with different hygiene items in it. And there's other people trying to raise toothpaste and things of that nature. But shampoo and conditioner, it was really important because I remember there were times that I didn't have it. I couldn't afford it off of the commissary. And it's just really important. It just feels horrible when you have dirty hair.
So are you saying that you were incarcerated?
I was formally incarcerated. I was released March 30th, 2018, after serving a 10-year sentence. The women that I left behind, over the course of 10 years, they become your family. You forge relationships that walls or distance can't separate. So I know exactly what they've been through.
You're listening to Bridget Simpson. She is collecting shampoo and conditioner for women prisoners, Pulaski State Prison. And you say you were there for how long?
I actually was in Pulaski for 6+ years, but I did the rest of my time at Lee Arendale. I started off in Lee Arendale State Prison, and then I was transferred to Emmanuel for a couple months, and then I went to Pulaski, and that's where I finished out my time.
May I ask you why you were incarcerated?
I actually got charged with armed robbery, accessory to armed robbery. My ex was an armed robber, apparently, and I used credit cards from these robberies, and that's what led me to prison. I actually did not think I was going to go to prison because I had been in court so long, but I ended up there, and so served my time. And while I was in prison, I was determined that my ladder wouldn't determine my future. So I just I made a vision board. And I surrounded myself with people who wanted to do things and wanted to grow and achieve as well.
So being incarcerated for as long as you were, Bridget, what would you tell people about the needs of those who are incarcerated when it comes to things, such small things, such as shampoo and conditioner, things that we might take for granted?
Just a $20 meal would actually feed a person in prison for a whole entire week. So it's even now, sometimes, if I go to, a fast food joint, I feel guilty because I know that it's some of my sisters that this $20 could make a difference for, because everything you have to buy from the commissary and shampoo and conditioner, if you don't have anyone that's sending you money, there's nothing that you can do. You just have to be at the will of the state, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. And during this time of year is the time that they allow gifts to come in to the women. And I know, granted, women, there's certain things that women just like to be clean and just like to feel good and smell good no matter where you are. It doesn't matter. That's just a basic thing of being a woman. And when you're not allowed to, you get lotion. These are the things that we just need. And now when I'm at home and I see soap, I tend to get more things that I actually need because I was so used to not having it. So it's like, it's really important. So I just, I try to just stay connected. I try to stay connected because it keeps me humble. Because fortunately, like when I came home, reversed the cycle of incarceration, they were able to find me full-time employment and everything going through these programs. And I'm good. I purchased a home June 13th. I was able to I have a car. Like I'm good. But I know that some of my sisters behind the wall who have no one to support them, they're not good. You know, so this is just a small piece of what I can do, sharing what I've been through. Just to help them. This is just a small piece.
Everyone, we're talking to Bridget Simpson. She is formerly incarcerated 10 years. She's out this season trying to collect items of conditioner and shampoo for women who are incarcerated. Why is this so important to you? I mean, you could just keep going forward, but you're looking back.
Because my girls that are back there, they are the wind beneath my wings. Like someone has to be an example. Everyone always looks at a person that's been formerly incarcerated as a person that's beyond redemption, like that a person cannot carry on with successful lives. When you listen to people talk about you and your situations and your circumstances, like you're nothing more than a number, like that's wrong. Like, incarceration, caging people, it doesn't rehabilitate them. So because I know this, because I went through this, it's why I am on the ground running and fighting the way I'm fighting. Like I'm actually a community organizer for Women on the Rise. And like our current campaign is to shut the city of Atlanta jail down, because I know that with those, with the monies that are used there at that jail, like that can help with resources for people who are returning. That can help with the transient community that's underneath the bridge. Like, just because I'm not incarcerated doesn't mean incarceration is no longer my problem. Graduating, walking across the stage at Rutgers, I never anticipated that I would be a part of the carceral system at all. I never thought that. I thought I was going to retire by 30. I thought with the brain that I had that I was going to come up with something. So me sitting behind bars, it was just something very, first it was dehumanizing to me, and it was something that became humbling to me. And then it was something that became, it ignited a passion in me. And I guess I needed to go through that so I can get my warrior boots on. Because had I not gone through that, I would not be sensitive to the needs of the people that are there. I wouldn't be sensitive to the needs or all the things that I fought coming out of prison, being rejected at every corner, at everybody looking at me like I'm the scum of the earth. But I'm not the scum of the earth. And I always caution people, be careful who you kick down, because you never know who they will bring up with them when they get up. So like my intention and my goal is to see the women that are behind bars to come out and to have dignity and to have places to go and to be able to be productive members of society. And if I have to go and ask everybody to help me with a shampoo bottle and conditioner bottle so that they could see that they're not forgotten, then that's what I'll have to do.
Now, when we talk about shampoo and conditioner, what sizes do you need?
Just the regular, the ounces, maybe like 8 ounce, 12 ounce. It doesn't matter. It's we're not like asking for top brands, Pantene. Anything that you can come up with is better than what we have. They have White Rain. That's the product that they sell on the commissary there. And but just any of those items would be great.
How can people get it to you?
You can actually drop all donations off at 2855 East Point Street. That's in East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. You can put that in your Waze and it will get you right there. Or you can contact me at 706-499-2334 and we can make arrangements that way. I can come and pick it up from you. I can make whatever arrangements that you see fit. But just as long as you give it, I'll find a way to come and get it.
We're talking to Bridget Simpson. You spoke of Rutgers University. You went to Rutgers. Are you from New Jersey? And did you graduate? Tell me all about that.
Absolutely. I did graduate from Rutgers, graduated from the Honors College, a degree in finance and a minor in Africana Studies. And it's very humbling because my school, while I was incarcerated, they still reached out to me. They actually, Darlene Brown, who is amazing, was over the EOF program. I was a James Dickinson Carr Scholar, and my school was paid for. And like I said, I never anticipated this. But Rutgers, they stayed by my side, Scarlet Knight. So and they are here now, still encouraging me and still reminding me that I wasn't created for mediocrity. And regardless of whatever situation that I went through, that I too am a phoenix and that I can rise from those ashes. But I'm not just concerned about my rising, but I need my sisters to rise with me as well. Because we women are marginalized in the system, in the penal system, period. But we are being incarcerated. Black women are being incarcerated. Brown women are being incarcerated. And just minority women are being incarcerated. And we're being forgotten. So for me, my voice is to remind everybody that, hey, there's mamas in there. There's women in there with babies. There's families that are separated. There are families that are disenfranchised. So it's just my goal to just stand in the gap. And that is my ultimate goal.
So between the time that you graduated and you went to prison, what's that time?
It was roughly 2 years. It was 2 years. You know, I know everyone can relate. They might not say they can relate, but everyone has been a sucker for love. And I was, and I stand here with my armor on because I was a sucker for love. And being a sucker for love ended up with a black eye, me with a black eye, with me with my head knocked in, me with him telling me that I had to do certain things and go certain places. It ended up with him kicking down doors and things of that nature. So we all have been suckers for love. And me, he told me, I'm going to kill you if you're not with me, or you're going to do time in jail. And I tell you what, his credit is good, because what he said, he did. I served 10 years in prison, but I would gladly serve 20 more to be rid of him, because I can get home and I could create a life at any point for myself to be rid of him. Yeah.
Where is he now?
I have no clue. Yes. He was in New Jersey. He did move to New Jersey, and he was arrested for something, and then that's as far as I would allow myself to pry, because my life is separate from his, and that's just it, you know.
Are you concerned about your life? When it comes to him?
Do you know, like, and it's not that I live in a bubble, but I speak my existence. Like, I just know that I am covered, and I know that until I serve my purpose, I'm going to be on this earth. So, no, I don't fear man. I don't fear him. I don't fear anything. I've been through the worst. Prison is worse than death in many occasions. Many occasions. It's been at least 3 separate times that I tried to commit suicide when I was there. So, yeah, jail is worse than death. So I've done the worst, did 10 years of it. And here I am standing before you, humbled, but with dignity. So if I can go through that, he fears me not.
Y'all, we've been talking to Bridget Simpson. She is a former incarcerated lady at Pulaski State Prison. And she served 10 years in prison. She's now come out. She is a college graduate, Rutgers University, a scholar. And she's now reaching back to help the women that she left behind in prison. She is doing a shampoo and conditioner drive. She'd like for you to help her to get in any sizes of these items, shampoo, conditioner. And again, Bridget Simpson, tell the people how they can get in touch with you and where they can drop these items off.
You can reach me at 706-499-2334, or you can drop the items off at 2855 East Point Street, and that's in East Point, Georgia, 30344. You can put that in your navigation system and it'll bring you right to me. Or if you would prefer to collect them and I come and pick them up, that's no problem. As long as you help, I will make a way.
All righty. Bridget Simpson, congratulations to you and good luck on your drive. And you have a story, lady.
Thank you. I just know that when you when life gives you lemon, you make a hell of a lemonade, and that's just what I've decided to do.
Bridget Simpson's been talking to us about her life in prison, her life out of prison, and how she is now giving back by collecting shampoo and conditioners for the ladies she left behind. I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.